Universities around the world have been studying the problem of tomatoes. There is research out today from both China and the US. This is to do with the way tomatoes taste. And the accusation is they've become tasteless. The phrase water bombs has been used. Do you agree? Are you disappointed with the modern tomato?
I haven't noticed, but if it's happened gradually, perhaps that's why I haven't noticed.
No, I keep going. The ones in the Horotani Valley here in Christchurch, locally grown ones, are always beautiful. In the supermarket, I can't remember the brand. I think it's called Temptation. I've gone to for years, and it's still the same. However, when you go overseas, yeah, the tomatoes in Australia and the tomatoes in the US, they are tasteless. But here in New Zealand, I reckon most of them are pretty good.
Yeah, I found that with not just... I mean, it sounds like I'm being biased towards my own country in terms of produce, which is a weird bias to have, but I've found that in a few different food types, you know, fresh vegetable types, I found the strawberries in England that had no taste as well.
So you're saying all the fruit and veg here is fantastic?
Yep. For the most part, what we do,
it doesn't taste bland because they try and make it look nice.
What we do well is primary produce, pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
In Shenzhen at the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, it said tomato farmers care about yield, and the genetic variants associated with yield are not associated with tasty tomato flavors. And if so, how does the world get the taste of tomatoes back? And before we get onto that, a supermarket owner told us today that consumers would embrace a more flavorsome tomato, even if it didn't look as full and juicy, so long as the price is much the same. Or are you prepared to pay more for a really great potato, a really great tomato, a really great apple?
Why should you have to pay more? I think it's the other way around. They've bred them till they look good. If they just left them be slightly flawed looking, I think that's the problem. So,
well, would you buy them if they were more flawed looking? If they looked,
well, that's the acid test. If I wasn't biased about the way the fruit looked, I probably am a little bit, but I should not be because, you know, the spots here and there that don't mean anything. It's how real fruit's supposed to be for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, you both agree on that. Dr. Charles Murfield is joining us. Charles is head of the Biological Husbandry Unit at the Future Farming Centre at Lincoln, where the wind has just turned southerly and cooled off. Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Very good, thanks. Nice to have you on. Do you agree that we have a flavour crisis with tomatoes or not?
I don't think it's a crisis. I think we've got exactly what we've paid for, and I'd like to take a step back from what the scientists said and said, well, look, none of these supermarket tomatoes have got many of these flavour genes in. Essentially, a lot of the time consumers are saying, we want cheap food, and that's what we've got. It's cheap in price and cheap in quality. And to me, if you go down somewhere like a farmer's market or a farm shop where they've grown older varieties of tomatoes or tomatoes that have been specifically bred for flavour and they've been picked ripe on the vine and they're sold essentially straight from the farm into your shopping bag, you can get really tasty tomatoes. You know, to me, it's absolutely no surprise at all.
All right, so there are flavour compounds, as it were, whatever you call them, missing from the tomatoes we buy at the most convenient places we buy them.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a really interesting piece of research, and you know, good on the scientists for doing them and kind of really putting some objective evidence behind what a lot of people know already from their supermarket shopping. I have a really good example from the UK of a tomato grower I visited over there, and he grew three types of tomato: bulk tasteless, slightly tasty, and really tasty. And he did it by, it's all hydroponic. His bulk one, he basically made the nutrient solution weak so the tomatoes would yield as much as possible. Then the same cultivar increased the strength of the nutrient solution so the tomatoes had to work harder, and that increased the flavor. Same cultivar, different nutrient solution, different flavor. And then he had a cultivar he had that was a flavorsome one and the high nutrient concentration. He got a really tasty tomato. So one guy... Same glass house system, you know, deliberately growing three different types of tomato with different flavour profiles. And the thing is, with that, the tastiest tomato, the yield was probably half what he got off the water bomb.
Right.
So he's just going to charge you twice as much for the tasty tomato as the water bomb. So, you know, you pay your money, you pay your price, you know, you pay your money, you get what you pay for.
Okay. This is interesting that you can do, that he could do all that. Hydroponically. The University of Florida, Charles, today is saying that growers will soon remedy this flavourlessness. You know, they will reintroduce the flavour genes to tomato seeds or whatever they do. How likely is this? Do you think there is consumer demand for an end to the more tasteless...
I think when you talk about consumers, you're talking about a huge spread of people. You know, you're talking about somebody that just occasionally buys tomatoes and just does it entirely on price to just put in a slice in a burger, up to your connoisseur who wants to put it on their, you know, extra virgin olive oil bruschetta or something like that. You know, so people are going to buy the whole lot. From the genetic point of view, it's quite possible the reason those genes have ended up coming out of the water bomb tomatoes is because they also not only provide flavour, they negatively affect other attributes that are important for cheap tomatoes, such as shelf life, keeping quality, packability, evenness, colour, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. So, you know, your standard water bomb tomato not only doesn't have a lot of flavour, it's a very tight specification in terms of size, shape, colour and all the rest of it. So, you know, they may be able to put some of those genes back in, but then they may lose some of the things that make those cheap tomatoes cheap.
Very well explained. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Charles Merfield, on the panel.